Here's what's coming today on the Woodworking Network podcast.
The cool part about this product is we're not only helping the farmers, but we're putting an innovative product into the marketplace that they've never seen before.
Welcome to this episode of the Woodworking Network podcast. Join us as we explore the business of woodworking, big and small, and what it takes to succeed. I'm Will Sampson. Today's episode is sponsored by 3M Extract. We'll be talking with the executive chairman of Calplant, a company making an innovative new board product made from rice straw and called Eureka. But first, I want to talk about wealth from waste. I love treasure hunts, especially the ones that have to do with finding treasure in plain sight or treasure that few other people recognize as such. This is the fundamental component of entrepreneurial vision, seeing an opportunity for wealth and gain where others see little value or even just waste. This is the vision that drives many to scour flea markets and garage sales looking for bargains or rare finds. It powers the attraction behind shows like Antique Roadshow, in which people hope that dusty attic trinket will turn out to be worth a fortune. It wasn't really a fortune, but I did make a tidy profit for a while, picking up vintage archery equipment from rummage sales and reselling it to collectors and traditional archery fans. Most of the people who sold their old equipment to me saw it as pretty much household trash. They had quit doing archery or they had upgraded to modern high-tech equipment. Their old bows and arrows were just collecting dust or taking up space in some cases. I could buy an old bow, clean it up, put a new string on it, sell it for four or five times what I had paid for it. I upgraded my woodworking hand tool collection much the same way, finding discarded but valuable tools, adding them to my collection, and then selling off the ones they replaced. But there's also the treasure hunt of finding something that almost everyone considers a waste product, and then developing a new way to make that waste valuable. In woodworking, there's always been a focus on finding ways to make use of the inevitable waste created in the manufacturing process. There are lots of companies that make equipment to help turn wood waste into fuel for heat or power. Wood waste is also frequently used as bedding for animals or garden mulch. And then there are all the processes to turn wood waste into new kinds of wood products that can supplant or replace traditional solid wood products. Plywood, particle board, and MDF are great examples. Yet another class of treasure hunters are the ones who take waste products from one segment or industry and use that waste to make valuable products for an entirely different audience. There have been many attempts to try to convert various agricultural waste products into materials for woodworking. There have been attempts to make board products from wheat straw. More recently, companies have been focused on rice hulls and rice straw waste. Recently, a student was awarded for coming up with a process to convert waste from making kombucha tea into a synthetic wood-like product. Just like treasure hunters looking for the big gold strike, not all these efforts will pan out. But that doesn't diminish the excitement in the discovery or the thrill of creating something new out of stuff other people would throw away. The hunt is on. Before we get to our interview with Jeff Wagner, let's pause for a word from our sponsor. Are you ready for a better way to sand? With 3M Extract, sanding is virtually dust-free. The new 3M Extract system includes new net sanding discs, random orbital sanders, and portable dust extraction units that capture up to 97% of the dust generated during sanding. Here's how it works. The net backing in the discs enables optimal dust capture through the vacuum sander, while ceramic 3M precision-shaped grain delivers an industry-leading cutting rate. Want to learn more about the 3M Extract Clean Sanding Solution? Go to 3MExtract.com. That's 3MExtract.com. 3M Extract, sanding reimagined. Now let's get to my interview with Jeff Wagner, Executive Chairman of CalPlant. This was recorded live at the AWFS Fair in Las Vegas. Hello, I'm Will Sampson from Woodworking Network and FDMC Magazine, and it's my pleasure today to be here with Jeff Wagner, Executive Chairman at CalPlant, talking about an amazing new product called Eureka that turns this rice straw into medium-density fiberboard board product. Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about the history of CalPlant and the journey it took to create this? I gather it's 25 years.
It's 25 years in the making. Well, you're right. We love telling this story. It really is. The company is really built on the notion of innovation and a passion for results. As you said, it started 25 years ago when two friends got together in the heart of Central California's rice growing region. Jerry Euland and a fellow by the name of Jim Boyd. And they realized that both of them came out of the rice growing industry, and they realized that in the rice growing industry, they were gonna face a serious environmental problem. And fast forward 25 years, and you and I are sitting here talking about Eureka MDF. The creation of Eureka MDF really stemmed from the notion that when you grow rice, there's a byproduct that has traditionally been thrown away called the rice straw. And Jim and Jerry realized that that's a serious environmental problem. In the early 90s, the rice farmers used to burn the fields. You remember those days when you lived there.
I lived in that area in the 1980s, yeah. and it was black smoke everywhere.
And these guys realized that wasn't going to last very long. Yeah. And you know, after the 90s, when California banned the burning of rice straw, what the rice farmers have to do now after they harvest their rice, they have to flood the fields again, and you know how precious water is in the Central Valley. You have to flood the fields again and then till that back into the ground. It was a complete, very expensive process, and all that straw was going to waste. There was no economical value in that rice straw. And that's really what started the impetus around what are we gonna make out of that? And 25 years later, after 25 years of testing and the passion to find out what they can best do with that rice straw, they came up with Eureka MDF. And it's a great story to tell because, you know, I've been in the forest products industry for 40 years. And I've seen a lot of products come and go, and I've seen a lot of agrofiber products that frankly have come and gone as well. But this one's been tested for over 20 years in labs, and here we are today actually making the product. So it's a great story to tell.
Pretty exciting.
It by far, at least in my long career in forest products industry, it's the greenest product that I've ever been associated with in my 40 years. So it's fun to be a part of it.
Tell me about the product. What are the attributes of this MDF? What makes it unique?
It starts with this, and that's unique in itself, as you well know. Our Eureka MDF is going to perform better, as well, if not better, than a traditional wood-based MDF. And that's where we're going to start from. We're gonna have machinability, paintability. You look at this product here. This is our Eureka MDF, and it's got an overlay on it already. Mm-hmm. And this is just some of our very first product that's coming out of the mill in the last couple of months. The other thing that's really unique about it is our raw material base. The rice grown in California is very homogeneous, very consistent. So our feedstock coming in is the most consistent feedstock that I've ever worked with. In my career in the industry, and so when we make a Eureka MDF, it's going to have the same makeup of the raw material.
So a very consistent,
consistent, year over year and time over time. So, that's an exciting piece of the whole puzzle. That was really intriguing for me. I'm a forester by education,
right?
And so it's really unique to see that I got such a raw material with such a consistent base, and from a manufacturing perspective, then that takes a lot of variability out of your manufacturing process. Speaking of manufacturing, the facility sits on 275 acres in the heart of Central California, right in the heart of the rice growing region.
So you're not having to transport very far.
Our transportation, we're gonna harvest all of our rice straw within a 25-mile radius of the facility. You know, the rice-growing region in California is really only 20 miles wide and 50 miles long, and we're sitting right in the heart of that. There's over 1.5 million tons of rice straw that has to be disposed of every year.
Wow.
And we're going to take, at full production, we'll take about 20% of that.
Only 20%?
Yeah, only 20%
of that. So there's room to grow.
There's room to grow. There's no question about that. There's room to grow. And, you know, the cool part about this product is we're not only helping the farmers, but we're putting, an innovative product into the marketplace that they've never seen before. So there's benefit for the rice farmers, there's benefit for our customers, and there's benefit for our dedicated employees at the facility.
Now, I know you're just getting the plant running now and ramping up. Can you tell me about how that's going and what you're seeing there on site?
Yeah, what I'm saying is it's exciting. It's been a long, long road. It's been 25 years in the making. We started construction in the plant in 2017-18 period. I've started up two facilities of this size in my career in the past. All startups are challenged. Doing a startup of a product that's never been done in the world, right in the middle of COVID, it gave me a little bit more gray hair. But you know, each day we're getting better. We're making product. Our sales team is out selling the product. This is some of the examples that we got here. We've got about 120 people on site right now. The thing that really excites me about this product, people want to work here. They want to work for us because, again, they're going to work they're working for a facility that is innovative and a product that's never been done never been done anywhere in the world before. And that gives you goosebumps.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's exciting.
I came out of retirement to help run this facility, so I'm excited about it, right? And so are our employees excited about it. So where are we? We're making product. It's not quite to the quality we want yet, but in the applications, it's working really well. We're really excited about the internal properties of the product now. If you were to walk in that facility, well, what you'd see is what would look like maybe a traditional wood-based MDF facility.
Right.
Until you get to where we start to take the straw and refine it. And that really is where the secret sauce is. That's the magic. And that's the challenge, right? Because we've done it in lab testing over the years, 18 years of lab testing that Jerry Ulin's done. You take it to a commercial operation and there's differences, right?
So absolutely.
We're right in the middle of tweaking those things.
Mm-hmm.
I can proudly say that the last three days of last week, we're breaking production records every day. And it excites our employees about that because it's been a long road, but we're starting to see slow progress. It'll be a while before up to full production.
Can you go through just a real quick brief about the process to make this stuff? Now, this comes in bales.
Yeah. If you look at the picture behind us, they come in bales. And so the process is we have to harvest all of our raw material in a 2.5 month period. That's unique.
Wow.
So we bring in 200, we're gonna have to bring in 280,000 tons in a 2.5 month period. And we bring it in and we store it on site, we tarp it. And then the just like a traditional wood mill, logs would come in, we bring in bales of straw. Just giant bales of straw that you've seen going down the highway before. And it runs through a chopping system. And we refine it to a certain fiber length.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes through our refining digesting system. Mm-hmm. It's like a traditional MDF plant.
Right.
And then goes in through a blow line blending system where we use MDI. So it's a formaldehyde free product.
Right.
And then goes through a simple camp, 10 foot wide continuous press, and then back out through the finish line.
So it's big bale that gets compressed.
Big bale that gets ground up basically.
Until it comes out into
this right here. That's really the basic process. But for
woodworkers, my audience always wants to know, well, you know, will this do what regular MDF does, or will it be better, or will it be, heavier or lighter? What's the difference?
Yeah. So right now, you know, the product we're making now, we still need to continue to improve that quality. By the end of this year and first part of next year, we'll be able to produce an MDF product that's comparable, if not better, than your audience's traditional use of MDF that's out there. We think it has some unique attributes that we need to prove out in the marketplace. And that's why I say I think it's going to have some attributes that will be unique to MDF in the industry.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Well, and the environmental value of doing this, you know, formaldehyde-free board product made out of a waste product.
Totally made out of a waste product.
I mean,
this straw, as I said, was you know, just, you know, being decomposed in the field. And there was no large application for any commercial application for straw in the valley. So we help the community as we employ we'll employ about 140 people in the facility. We help our partners, our rice farmers and our rice growers that are out there. And then we're bringing a product into the industry that never seen before. There's a lot of people out there that's probably doubted this. You and I have a little bit of gray hair.
Yep.
And we've known a lot about agri-fiber products.
Oh, yeah. There's been sort of come wheat straw products and things like that.
This one's here to stay.
That's great.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I know that there are a lot of people that are anxious to try it. I'm anxious to try it and see what it does. So we wish you an awful lot of luck, Jeff. And I think it's a great product and excited to see something you've been working on so long come to fruition.
Yeah, we'll make sure you get some, all right?
All right. Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
If people out there want to learn more about Eureka MDF, it's really easy. Go to the website, which is eurekamdf.com, and you can follow us on social media too. Thanks again, Jeff. That was great.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Since this interview was recorded, CalPlant has announced a financial reorganization. In the next podcast, we invite Jeff Wagner back to talk about that and what it means for the success of Eureka. If you're looking for more of our podcasts, you can find all of them at woodworkingnetwork.com/podcasts and in popular podcast channels. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Thanks again to today's sponsor, 3M Extract. If you have a comment or topic you'd like us to explore, contact me at will.sampson@woodworkingnetwork.com. Thanks for listening.